One of the coalition's proposals in the budget reply that's drawn fierce criticism is a plan to restrict welfare and NDIS access to only Australian citizens. It comes as part of Angus Taylor's proposed migration overhaul.
The coalition will deliver one of the biggest cuts to immigration in the history of this country.
He outlined a plan to only allow one migrant into the country for every home built, but it's unclear what his exact limit for net overseas migration would be.
Only closer to the election can we provide a precise immigration number. It would be rash to do so now.
So what's been the reaction? Well, multicultural groups and leaders are describing it as a recipe for racial hatred and think it'll impact the economy. Business groups are also worried about drastic changes to migration, arguing Australia needs skilled migrants in a variety of sectors. Lena Orozco moved to Australia 7 years ago for her master's degree, but she fell in love with an Australian and began building her professional career here too. Right now, she's a permanent resident on parental leave, and if she couldn't get that support...
I will have to go back to my country, you know? I will have to leave my partner here, which, you know, I love. They will rob, you know, my baby to grow up in her country, because Australia is her country. She was born here.
She's struggling to understand the coalition's proposal.
We work, we pay taxes, contributed, build a family here.
The proposal has particularly angered permanent residents from China, where the government doesn't allow dual citizenship. Chinese-born residents make up Australia's third largest migrant group born overseas. Andy Wan is the president of the Chenghua Association, an organisation representing the Chinese community in Western Australia.
I think fairness is very important to all the people in Australia. Even these people, they have no citizenship, but they stay in Australia for many years already. They contribute a lot.
Angus Taylor argues taxes paid by hardworking Australians should support Australians and non-citizens were receiving handouts. Alan Gamlin is the director of the Australian National University's Migration Hub and says that argument is false.
A policy that pretty clearly plays into a well-worn stereotype that migrants are lazing around on benefits. But that stereotype is demonstrably false. Migrants contribute more in taxes than they consume in benefits as a group. There's not a big pool of migrants out there lazing around on benefits. So it's a non-issue. It's a solution in search of a problem.
Peter Dukas is disappointed by the coalition's direction. He's the chair of the Federation of Ethnic Communities Council of Australia.
It's a cheap attempt to mirror or echo One Nation and other aggressive parties. I don't think it's a serious approach at national policy.
Angus Taylor says there's a simple way for migrants to ensure they're able to access support. Become a citizen.
Citizenship's got to mean something. We want people to aspire to be citizens of Australia.
The coalition's proposal to restrict welfare would be grandfathered, so only future migrants would be impacted.